From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, in an interview with ABC News today, said he wants to leave office now, but says he can't go for fear his country would sink into even deeper crisis. The Egyptian president making his remarks to ABC's Christiane Amanpour on a day when violent attacks continue in Egypt. The attacks were not just against anti-government protesters, but also against journalists, including those with NPR and human rights workers. BBC's Jim Muir was watching the scene at Tahrir Square and describes what's happening.
They're still out there in their thousands in Tahrir Square. They're battling on the northern edge of it to fend off Mubarak supporters who've been trying to press forward into the square. We are expecting a huge turnout, or at least certainly the people down in the square are expecting a very big turnout tomorrow, Friday. They expect it, and they are calling it the day of departure for Mr. Mubarak. They expect this to ratchet up the pressure on him to stand down, which at this stage is really the only thing I think that they would accept.
BBC's Jim Muir in Cairo. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, decried the attacks against journalists and human rights workers. Clinton, without directly blaming the regime of Egyptian President Mubarak, said they need to stop.
This is a violation of international norms that guarantee freedom of the press, and it is unacceptable under any circumstances.
Clinton said journalists must be allowed to report on the demonstrations, and she said Egypt's government and army need to provide protections and hold accountable those who carried out the attacks. She again called on Egypt to include a broad and credible swath of the opposition in a transition toward fair and free elections. President Obama traveled to central Pennsylvania today to tout his latest proposal to encourage innovation. NPR Scott Horsley reports the president's focus was finding ways to help commercial building owners save money on their heating electric bills.
The president's plan includes more attractive tax credits and financing to help building owners invest in efficiency upgrades. Mr. Obama's Better Building Initiative would also reward states and cities that update their building codes to encourage energy efficiency.
You show us the best ideas to change your game on the ground, we'll show you the money. We will show you the money, states and local government.
The White House declined to put a price tag on the president's plan, but says details will be included in his budget later this month. The administration says a 20% boost in efficiency could save building owners a combined $40 billion a year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Discount carrier JetBlue will apparently be the first of the airlines to try out new technology many believe is key to modernizing the air traffic control system. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announcing starting in 2012, JetBlue will equip as many as 35 of its planes with new satellite technology, allowing air traffic controllers to know where the plane is at all times. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 20 points. The Nasdaq gained 4 points. You're listening to NPR. At least 3 people died today after an SUV carrying as many as 8 people went off the road in Oklahoma, plunging into an icy river. Authorities say the vehicle veered off a bridge, flew over a snowbank and a guardrail, and then plunged some 80 feet. Witnesses told officials with the Highway Patrol there they spotted 6 people in the water outside the truck and 2 others inside. The vehicle was in the ice when rescuers arrived on the scene. Actress Maria Schneider has died at the age of 58. She did not appear in many movies, but she made one film that made her immortal, 1972's Last Tango in Paris. Schneider's talent agency said she died today in the French capital following a long illness. NPR's Neda Ulmi has this remembrance.
Maria Schneider was only 20 years old when for 2 electrifying hours she held the screen opposite Marlon Brando. He played a middle-aged widower, she a young French woman, in a taboo-shattering, ill-fated affair. Schneider later said the movie ruined her life and it earned her only $5,000. Drug abuse inhibited her later career, but in 1975 she made The Passenger, directed by Michelangelo Antonioni and co-starring Jack Nicholson.
What kind of an impression do you think you make when you first come into a room?
They look at me. They think I'm all right.
Maria Schneider grew up near the French-German border. She was interested in politics and feminism. She turned down roles she found boring, but never found ones that expressed her power. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
Orders to the nation's factories picked up in December. The Commerce Department reporting factory orders rose 0.2% to $436 billion, a level that would seem to indicate a rebound after one of the deepest recessions on record. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support